Welcome to 100 Ways, your simple reminder that you are home wherever you are and that everything is right the way it is right now. I'm your host, Laura Christine, fellow explorer of consciousness and this amazing, beautiful world. Let's get curious, dive into the duh, and find out what's here for us today. Welcome to 100 Ways. This is your daily exploration of self and soul. I'm your host and fellow explorer, Laura Christine. Let's dive in and find our way home. I read a poem by Hafiz recently, and it knocked my socks off. It's called Who Could Read All This? And here it is. To God, there is never a question of giving or not giving her mercy. And yes, let's call God a her sometimes to balance out all that male testosterone that took over the world's holy books. They look gender biased to me. I think we should sue someone right now before it gets too late and some statute of limitations expires. God's mercy is a natural reflex. Moreover, it is just there. It is like the water in a lake. A fish should never ask permission to drink or be alive in. As much thought as a fish would give to any needed divine sanction to move his fins or piddle in the ocean, so is there a proportionate suffering meant to correct any screwed-up notions you harbor about truth. I don't want to explain this. If your teacher really knows anything, she can. Mercy and grace are just there. They are attributes of light. They want nothing but to be. God wants nothing in return for your existence. What madness to ever think you owe him, her, it, anything. Gosh, who could read all of this? But maybe it is a perspicacious move. God wants nothing in return for your existence. Your existence itself is God in action. In life, in this flow. Life is a flow in and of itself. You don't owe life anything. Life is just happy to be you right now. That's it. Tell me what you think about this poem. I love the part about how the testosterone basically took over all the holy books. But then also the real line in this poem is that you don't owe God anything for your existence. Love, mercy, kindness, happiness, peace, prosperity, gentleness, freedom, grace. They exist. They just are. There's nothing that you have to do or be or become in order to have those things. They're there. They're there in you, they're there as you, they're there all around you. You don't owe the world anything, you don't owe life anything, you don't owe love anything, you don't owe God anything. Your being is the gift. To connect more deeply with that essence that you are, go to buymeacoffee.com/100ways and book yourself a reading with me. You can also support the show. I am beyond grateful for... I'm going to mention some names here. I have some recent supporters, and I am beyond grateful for you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Karen, Christine, Lena, Orlena, Curtis, Carla, you are amazing. I am eternally grateful for you, even if we've never met. I hope to someday. That'd be amazing. So do connect with me. Until next time, I'm sending all the love and then some more. And you owe me nothing for it. We'll talk tomorrow. Thank you for exploring with me today. I would love to continue this conversation with you. We can do that at laurachristine.us. You'll find contact in the menu, or you can go to laurachristine.us/contact, and you'll be taken right to it. Let's dive in a little deeper and see how fully we can flow with the duh. Thank you for being here. I would love to hear from you. Go to laurachristine.us to let me know your thoughts on this. And remember, as Rumi said, there are hundreds of ways to kneel and kiss the ground. Also, you can't fuck it up. I said that.